knowledge that Fred so generously shares with us. Introduction. Bourbon is more American than apple pie, existed before baseball, and has built more roads, schools, and government infrastructure than any non-petroleum domestic product. That's saying a lot for a style of whiskey made predominantly from corn. Since its birth, bourbon has transcended its status as intoxicant liquor, has become an American symbol used in political circles and popular culture, and has endured harsh economic times. From the statesman Henry Clay saying he'd use bourbon to lubricate the wheels of justice, to the 2015 Obama-McConnell saga known as the Bourbon Summit, bourbon is woven into the dealings on Capitol Hill. And through Paul Newman drinking J.T.S. Brown on The Hustler and the Saturday Night Live parodies using the spirit, bourbon is embedded in America's pop culture. Although bourbon's American importance is often relegated to its role as nothing more than a drink, as you will see in Bourbon, The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of an American Whiskey, bourbon helped build the United States of America. Today, 60% of the average bottle goes to tax. Thus, bourbon builds schools, roads, and government infrastructure. Health groups and anti-drinking leagues would vilify distilleries for saying such, but I'm not affiliated with a distillery, so I speak the truth. Bourbon is good for America, and it's time we understand the historic intricacies that make it so unique. This book offers an illustrated narrative to an iconic and underrated spirit that has connections to such celebrities as Mila Kunis, Sean Connery, and Sophia Loren, and that has motivated the U.S. government to convene many times over what to call it, how to tax it, where it should be made, and whether its distillers are defrauding the government. The characters, ranging from James Beam to Shenley Distillers, are real, yet seem every bit as fictional as soap opera drama. Bourbon offers astounding American dream business stories, making the Beam legacy as strong as that of the Ford family, and the United Distiller failures as sad as that of Studebaker Automobiles. But because it's an intoxicating spirit and not a car, bourbon's historical importance is dismissed in the high school and collegiate classrooms. Full disclosure. Bourbon, the book, will not get you drunk, so there's no excuse to not use this or other great bourbon histories in the classroom setting. The modern era of bourbon learning has begun, and consumers have spoken through cyberspace to prove that bourbon matters beyond the casual drink. When President Barack Obama said he would enjoy having some Kentucky bourbon with Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader, in order to show the two sides can work together, social media blew up with the hashtag Bourbon Summit. Every major news outlet seriously covered the so-called Bourbon Summit, with citizens hoping it would become a catalyst for compromise. The Bourbon Summit didn't actually happen, but Obama visited the makers of Cleveland Bourbon as part of his tour with the Manufacturing Advocacy and Growth Network, a nonprofit manufacturing advocacy. The Cleveland Bourbon visit was highly noted as a snub toward Kentucky Bourbon and to McConnell. The Washington Times wrote, "President Obama visited a bourbon bottling company Wednesday at a small business incubator in Cleveland, where a new process ages the beverage in about a week. His visit served as a reminder that Mr. Obama still hasn't held a promised bourbon summit with Mr. McConnell as an icebreaker for their increasingly frosty relationship." The Bourbon Summit narrative essentially lasted from November 2014 to May 2015, giving the distilleries free publicity in the political and pop culture pages of the newspapers and constant airtime on BBC, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC. The Bourbon Summit never made bourbon a prominent topic of discussion, but the spirit was potentially a vehicle for political compromise, and illustrated how deeply ingrained it is in the American culture. For the students of bourbon history, the Bourbon Summit was just the latest political snafu. Past presidential whiskey blunders include President George Washington federalizing troops against distillers, and distillers defrauding the government to pay for President Ulysses S. Grant's re-election campaign.